Okay, what were those rivers?
The Platte River, which runs by Albany. The Chattahoochee River, which starts in Atlanta and comes on down and divides Alabama and Georgia. The Ogmulgee, as you know, is in Macon. Now they're among the largest rivers. But now, other small rivers down here we've had, I just mentioned Oconee, wait a minute now. Withlacoochee, Withlacoochee. Withlacoochee. That's over here between Equipment and Valdosta. Of course, further on down, you get towards Savannah, you get down to the Altamaha River. That's a big river.
Could you tell me about it when you saw a hog butcher? Could you tell me about that? If they did it on the farm?
Well, of course, you just take a hog to butcher him. They either did one or two things. They had a kind of a mallet like. They'd tap him right between the eyes. And so doing, that rendered him unconscious. And then that's in the packing plant. So they move him further, a little bit further down, and he gets to a place where somebody's standing and cuts his throat. And he carry him on into the place to be skinned and dressed, so to speak, I guess you would call it, and get him, and after he's dressed, the insoles have been taken out, then he's in shape to be passed on and inspected by, I have federal inspection now, and to examine and be sure that there's no bad meat in there, see? Well, otherwise than that, you could have anything. But they have this form of what we call modern-day butchery. Mm-hmm. It's very rapid. Hogs are run down a little narrow place, and he gets somebody right there with a mallet. He taps them just as fast as they come over. Mm-hmm. And they're pulled around on a kind of conveyor belt like this. And they're carried right on down to the place where the people standing ready to cut his throat and hang him up. Just like in the poultry plant where they're killing chickens. Those things are killed, they hung hundreds of them. They would take those chickens and cut their throat and pass them on. Mm-hmm. It's all mechanically organized, you might say. Cows are about the same way.
When they did it on the farm, how would they get the hair off of it?
Well, what they do, they'll have a big, like a syrup kettle. Over 60 to 80 gallons of water. And they get that full of hot boiling water. And when the hog has been knocked out, farmhands would pick him up and dump him over into the place here. Mm-hmm. And by so doing, they would cause the hair to come loose. Mm-hmm.
What did they call that? There's some stiff hair on his back, some real stiff hair.